No beast was more surprised than some flashed a mace, when Rochleg and Fleet Run caught up with him. He was facing the bottom of the final hill, when the two hares came loping swiftly along and saluted him.
Splendid day for hunting vermin, sire. What?
The badger halted, his chest heaving as he sucked in air.
Where in the name of fur did you two spring from?
Fleet Run gestured over her shoulder.
Actually, there's more following. We're the jolly old front runners, making the pace, scouting ahead and so on.
She unslung a canteen from her back.
Here, sire. Care for a drop of the old oat and barley water? Rather good in this hot weather, you know.
Gratefully, Sunflash took a brief sip, scanning the sky. Scarlath came soaring out of the blue and landed beside him.
Green! Eight vermin and the vixen are awaiting your arrival over this hill. They're laying an ambush with archers.
Well sighted, my friend. What of the Sixclaw? Where is he?
Swart and the rest are following a shallow stream bed toward the forest to the east, staying in the water so they cannot be tracked.
Sunflash turned to the two hares.
Here is what we'll do. You wait here until the rest of your long patrol arrives. I'm going off to skirt this hill and pick up the stream bed south of here. Watch the sky. When you see Scarlath dive, then you may charge the vermin, but do it carefully. Keep out of arrow range. When you hear me attack, then come in fast. Take your long patrol to this hilltop and watch for my hawk signal.
It was hot and uncomfortable in the depression around the stream, and those with nightshade were anxious and impatient. The shallow water had been warmed by the sun, and the presence of the vermin caused a cloud of midges and gnats to descend upon them. Nightshade swatted at the insects, sweat blurring her vision as she tried to focus on the hill slope in front of her. A quarrelsome rat drank some stream water and spat it out, complaining.
Yuck! Doesn't taste too good after 20-odd pair of dirty paws have been sloshing through it.
Tension hummed on the air as the vixen snapped at him.
Then don't drink it, fool. Keep your eyes on the slope and your claws on that bowstring. Lord Sixclaw wants no slip-ups.
A burly weasel scoffed as he spoke his thoughts aloud.
No slip-ups, eh? Listen, mate, it'd be one long round of slip-ups since I took up with this lot. And who was the one who did all the slipping up, eh? Old Sixclaw, that's who.
The vixen stared hard at the burly weasel.
I'll tell Lord Swart you said that when we catch up with him in the forest. Or would you sooner tell him yourself? You look like a big, brave beast.
The rat who had complained about the water signalled the vixen.
Look, at top of the hill. I can see those ears. They're watching us.
Nightshade could barely see a few javelin tips and long ears poking over the hilltop.
Aye, they're up there sure enough. Strange. I wonder what they're waiting for.
The burly weasel ventured an opinion.
Some sort of signal, maybe?